He's headed toward 85. Our update on the news from ABC is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. The man suspected of aiming his rifle in the direction of Donald Trump appears to have camped out at Trump's Florida golf club for 12 hours before he was spotted. Court papers say Ryan Wesley Ruth didn't fire any shots and never had Trump in his line of sight. Sean Diddy Combs is expected to appear before a judge this morning. He was arrested last night, but the grand jury indictment against him is still sealed. The Federal Reserve meets today for one of its most anxiously awaited sessions in a long time, says ABC's Daria Albinger.
It's been rumored, well, for a very long time that the Fed will cut interest rates. The central bank could do that by the time it adjourns tomorrow, now that it's declared high inflation all but defeated. And that could make borrowing more affordable from Wall Street to Main Street.
Meta's banning Russian state media from the social media platforms it owns, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. The company says Russia's covert influence operations use deceptive practices to amplify the Kremlin's propaganda efforts. This is ABC News. The CDC now says last year was a deadly one for kids and the flu, the 199 children who died from the flu matching the highest on record. Most of the children who died did not get a flu shot. A new vote expected today in the Senate over access to IVF. ABC's Dave Packer has a story.
Senate Democrats will push the Right to IVF Act, but it's likely to fall short of the 60 votes needed to advance. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is challenging Republicans to support the bill, which aims to secure nationwide IVF access and expand fertility care. It comes amid former President Trump's recent endorsements of IVF support, but Republicans are expected to block the bill again while pushing their own IVF-related legislation, which has faced Democratic resistance. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Red Lobster has emerged from bankruptcy protection. A judge earlier this month approved the restaurant chain's reorganization plan, which makes Red Lobster a privately held company with 545 locations in nearly every state. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 85 with lots of sunshine, 56 tonight, and for tomorrow, 84, Wednesday night, 56, Thursday, 83, the next mention of rain, Thursday night at 40%, rain and a few thunderstorms likely by Friday morning, and a high of 82. In Richland Center, we're at 52 degrees.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
50% off savings continue at the Krogan's Hardware Liquidation Sale in Boscobel. All plumbing, power tools, electrical, furniture, 50% off. Lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, hand tools, work gloves, trimmers, now all half price. Humidifiers, small appliances, grills, hunting items, and more, now all 50% off. Most rental equipment at 60% off. All appliances now priced below cost. Last call on washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and more. All sales final, cash or credit card only. See store for exclusions. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 till 4. Krogan's Retirement Sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store-wide.
Good morning from WRCO and WRCE. Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest continues today, giving you some hourly words that can net you either $100 cash or gold jewelry or a grand prize drawing for indoor club-level seats to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Wow. So anyway, here is the word to text this morning. It is gold. That's a simple word. In the Text to Win contest, download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword, which is gold. This hour's word.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Sammy Kershaw on WRCO, WRCE. Some things to get ready for today. It's Get Ready Day today. Observe the third Tuesday in September, a chance to get ready to maybe have that emergency bag packed for the car and different things like that with the next season coming on after fall. It's also National Professional House Cleaners Day. It's National Monte Cristo Day, a delicious sandwich that starts with a French toast, right? French toast on the outside? I think so. It's also Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day. National Table Shuffleboard Day. It's National Voter Registration Day. A very important day indeed. It's National IT Professionals Day. We thank them for all they do because, it's easy just to go online, but when things don't go well, yeah, that's kind of frustrating. It's hard to get anything done in this day and age. It's National Apple Dumpling Day. Ooh. When done well, ooh, they are good. Tell you, the old country kitchen in Richland Center used to have good apple dumplings. Put a little cinnamon ice cream on those babies. Ooh, I ate a few of those in my day. And it's Constitution Week. The Black Hawk Daughters of the American Revolution, Richland Center chapter, reminds you to celebrate U.S. Constitution Day. That is today, Constitution and Citizenship Day. Have a great Tuesday. It is 12 past the hour. Here's Zach Top.
Well, the day I was born, the doctor couldn't believe. I came out crying, Chattahoochee. Didn't take too long after that for the hair on my head to grow long in the back. Now all the girls want me to pick them up when they hear me rolling by in my pickup truck. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Spinning non-stop. Something about a steel guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Put the speaker up to my soul. It sounds the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
This Friday and Saturday, the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show has it all. A parade, the midway, food, and the tradesman band Saturday night. This message is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Richland County Directory, and TriStar Gifts and more. Join the fun and tradition this weekend in Viola.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. But I gotta keep rolling.
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO, WRCE. Hank Bray is coming up. Joanne, have you seen him today? Is he here? I don't even know.
I think he's hibernating.
Hibernating.
You know, well,
it's
you
not
know.
Winter yet.
When he's, you know, you and him are on the bottom of the standings, Adam.
Oh, thanks for rubbing it in there, Joanne.
Has kind of sent out the standings, and I think he's crying in his soup.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Or oatmeal, whatever he's having this morning.
Just gloat, gloat, gloat. Granny Joanne is 2-0 in that Fantasy Football League, and Hank and I are 0-2. Oh, well, what do you do?
Three items or less, Hess isn't far behind me either. He's 2-0.
Is he really? Okay, yeah. Didn't look at that. I don't look at the standings anymore. I'm just in it for the fun of the game. You know, when you go 0-2, chances of making the playoffs go down pretty quickly. So.
Well, there's only how many teams, though, so, you know, we'll probably all make the playoffs.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, looking for a big comeback. We'll see what the quiz is about in just a moment here.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Savers Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
As part of Suicide Prevention Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to talk about mental health with the people you care about. Suicide is a leading cause of death in the United States, and it's often the result of an untreated mental health condition. For many, the stigmas around mental illness keep them from seeking help when they need it. Support those close to you by starting a conversation. For professional support, call the Richland Hospital and Clinics or call 988 if you are in a crisis.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is. No. You've been banned.
Anyway, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
It's been a tough day already.
Already, yeah. Yes. We haven't seen you. We just were you dreaming?
You know,
were you?
I walk in. You know, you have a good day going, and then all of a sudden you hear Granny Joanne. I'm leading the league. It's like
her and Hess.
But you know what? That's the last thing I need is just to clarify that I'm a bigger loser than I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you do?
I'm above you, though.
You are?
Yeah.
Well,
you're the bottom of the barrel.
How can you be above me?
Point-wise.
Oh, come on. 0-2 is 0-2.
I got more points. So, you know, if it was a tie, I would win.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that game for me and you, buddy. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a battle.
It'll be a battle.
Yeah, I think all of my guys are getting cut this week. You know,
What? It doesn't matter what you do.
I'm just going to pull them. Because I was projected, you know, you have Jordan Love and you have Dak Prescott and you have I have Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Top players in the league. Kelce got me like 10 points last. They must have never thrown to him.
Yeah, and like the Chicago defense got me like 6. It was like, hey, nice job.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, what a comeback from last week.
Thanks, guys.
It's like, and, you know, I took that because of June.
Yeah. And, I see.
What let me down, June?
I know. I feel like my inner, my former coach, Dan Rice. I feel like Dan Rice coming out of me. Like, I need to come in and give a talk. Yeah, like, Mr. Sarcasm, like, really good job, guys.
Really nice job.
Really showed him there, didn't you? Boy, I'm impressed. And I know Mr. Dillon's impressed. This is, what a way to put it out there, guys.
You know what? Go tell your parents that you're sorry. See if you can pay them back.
Go apologize to your parents for having to pay money to see this.
My coach have said that before.
That's the best one ever.
Third and 19. We ain't got to play for first.
Yep.
Third night. Punt it.
Yep, exactly. So, I need to bring Coach Rice in and have him have a talk with my fantasy football
team. Or maybe, Coach Kenny.
Yeah,
he does a nice job.
Yeah,
get maybe. The air raid going. The little pups from the little dogs from basketball, get them going. You know what?
They run the air raid.
Oh my God, he throws them all the time.
Does it work?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay.
He's got a nice quarterback.
Yeah,
and he's got about an 8'2" receiver out there.
In middle school?
Oh yeah,
8'2". Wow. Well, you know. You sure it isn't a couple of guys standing on each other's shoulders?
I tell you what, the other day I saw a play where, have you seen this episode on ESPN where it says you got mossed? You know, where the receiver actually reaches over the defender.
Yeah.
They had one the other day I saw in basketball, really? Junior high. Over two receivers.
Reached over and grabbed.
Oh, my goodness. It was like, he just got mossed. Someone yelled that from the stands. Like, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
So anyway.
Hey, it's whoever wants the ball works.
It does.
The most.
Well, I have three quizzes here, buddy.
Three quizzes?
Yes. You can either have A, B, or C.
I feel like I'm on a game show here.
Yeah. Phil Nee, you're next. Come on down.
I'll take 60s music for 100, Alex.
In what show?
What do you got?
I got A, B, or C.
Oh, man.
This is A. This is B.
I'm going with C.
You're going with C. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to go switch these here. The ones I want to give you.
I suppose it's like...
it doesn't matter. You're going to get the one I made today.
It's it's probably geography and, you know, something that I'm the worst
at. I actually have extra quizzes made.
Oh.
Just in case that I don't get my job done.
Oh.
But I made one this morning. This is the one you're going to get. This was actually A. It's now C.
Oh. All right.
All right, buddy. This is about the month of September, Philip.
All right.
10 questions. All right. There's one true-false question. We'll get to that in a minute. The others are multiple choice.
Okay.
All right. What is the birthstone for September, Philip? Is it emerald, sapphire, or ruby?
Sassafras.
Sassafras. Love sassafras
tea.
Do you? Oh, yes. Have you ever had sassafras tea?
I don't really drink tea.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, sassafras.
June drinks tea, and she's very picky about her tea.
Is she really?
Yeah, it has to be a certain kind.
Well, was she picky about her husband?
No.
Okay.
Nor her football team.
Her football defensive
team. What do you do?
Team. I'm dropping them, June. I'm dropping the Bears today.
Okay.
All right. A is emerald, B is sassafire, C is ruby.
Okay. All right.
You good? All right. In which hemisphere does September mark the start of autumn? Is it A, northern, B, eastern, or C, western?
All right.
Number three, which flower is associated with the month of September? Is it the daffodil, the aster, I'm going to have another Beethoven day here. Sunflower. An aster.
Okay.
So is it A, daffodil, B, aster, or C, sunflower?
All right.
What number one? Number four. Which U.S. state was admitted to the Union in September of 1850, Philip? Is it A, Texas, B, California, C, Florida?
All right.
It's kind of easy if you think about it. What is September's birth flower besides the aster? Is it A, marigold, B, a forget-me-not, or C, morning glories?
All right.
The morning glories, forget-me-not. Mm. What is the traditional name for the full moon? What is the tradition? What is Beethoven's traditional name? What? Do you know how many text messages I got yesterday for that?
For Beethoven?
Yeah, for Beethoven.
Sounds like a rapper, maybe.
I can't even say Beethoven anymore.
You remind me a little bit of Junior Samples.
Yeah.
Hee-haw. All right.
Hee-haw. What is the traditional name for the full moon that occurs closest to the autumn equinox in September? Is it A, Wolf Moon, B, Harvest Moon, or C, Phil Nee's Moon, also known as Cold Moon?
Now, we stopped doing that in about 84. Get in trouble for that now. That was a wow. a common occurrence back in the day. But
you know what? I wasn't even thinking about that.
Now, but now they'd arrest you for it.
You brought that full and front center, I guess.
I just wanted to be out there.
You definitely
full,
were.
Full disclosure. Yeah,
you were definitely out there.
All right.
Which Roman emperor reformed the calendar, changing the month's name to September, Philip? Is it A, Julius Caesar, B, Augustus, or C, Claudius?
Okay.
All right. Number 8. Yep. Which major international sporting event often takes place in September, Philip? Is it A, the World Cup FIFA, or B, U.S. Open for tennis, or C, is it the Tour de France?
All right.
Number 9. Is that now we're 9? Yes. Mm-hmm. What country was the first to grant women rights to vote on September 19th? In 1893, the year you were born, what is it? A, Canada, B, New Zealand, or C, Aruba? Aruba.
Okay.
Number 10, this is a true-false question for you.
Oh, okay? Good.
September comes from the Latin word 8, as originally as the 7th or 10th months of the ancient calendar of the Roman calendar. It's true or false? September comes from the Latin word 8. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. What do you have?
Well, number 1, are you ready?
Yeah.
What was the birthstone for September? Is it emerald, sapphire, or ruby?
Emerald.
No.
The first one, A?
Yeah, no, it's sapphire.
Oh. I was so sure.
You were, too.
I didn't even think about it. Okay.
All right, well. Number 2.
What do you do?
In which hemisphere does September mark the start of autumn? Is it A, northern, B, eastern, or C, western?
Northern.
It is northern.
Woo! Ain't getting skunked.
What's the southern one? If I'm just throwing this out there, what's the other? The hemisphere in September marks the start of autumn for the northern. Mm-hmm. What does it do for the southern?
Well, it's still
spring.
Spring?
That's what it said.
Spring and, oh yeah, that would make sense. Sure.
Yeah, so number 3, which flower is associated with the month of September? Is it the daffodil, aster, or sunflower?
Aster.
Yeah.
That previous one I was thinking too hard because, you know, that was that old trick question. It was like, oh, does England have a 4th of July? Well, yeah, they do. Of course, it's on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was a trick question, but it was not.
You think I would trick you?
Yeah, you do. I do.
Wow. Boy, we haven't got...
You don't have to try and make me look bad. I do that well myself. So,
which U.S. state was admitted to the Union in September of 1850?
That would be California.
That would be California. Woo-hoo! Because you think about it, Florida was one of... Was you know, Florida and Texas, they're pretty much done by the 1850s. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
What is the month of what is the September birth flower besides the aster?
Morning glory.
It is a morning glory. All right. Yeah. They're very big around here. Mine's are really pretty. Right. Mine are right. Very pretty right now.
Beautiful. So.
What is the traditional name for the full moon that occurs closest to the autumn equinox in September? You actually mentioned it this morning.
Shine on, harvest moon. The sky.
I'm not allowed to sing, am I?
I ain't had no lovin' since January, February, June, or July, or August, or September. No, just kidding.
December. Go ahead. Well, 1984, you did. I'll tell you what. Which Roman emperor reformed the calendar, changing the month's name to September? Was it Julius Caesar, Augustus, or Claudius?
That would be A.
Yep, Julius Caesar.
Julius.
Yep.
On a roll, baby.
All right, number 8. Which major international sporting event often takes place in September, Philip? Is it soccer, tennis, or the Tour de France?
Tennis.
It is tennis, the Woo! U.S. Open.
All right.
Number 9. Which country was the first to grant women the right to vote on September 19th in 1893? Canada, New Zealand, or Aruba?
Well, I kind of process of elimination. I go with New Zealand.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
Yeah, New Zealand is really big on women's rights. Which everybody should be, without question. Number 10, buddy. September comes from the Latin word 8. It was originally the 7th of 10 months in the ancient Roman calendar. Is that true or false?
I say true.
It's false.
Is it? No!
And The answer was in the words.
Yeah.
Okay. September comes from the Latin word eight, which is originally the seventh of 10 months.
Oh. Hmm.
So the reason it's false, but eight should be seven. So September comes from the Latin word seven, not eight.
Oh. Okay.
That was a trick question.
No, that's all right. I still have eight.
That ain't bad, my man.
Eight out of ten,
you get
baby.
To play.
I got the first one and the last one wrong.
Well, I really like nailing you on that first one. That way I don't have to worry about the other answer.
Right, right. But
I really thought you would get the first one right. I really, really did.
I'm going to apply for some sort of waiver to get to, to kind of lessen the standards of getting one on the fridge. Because it has been since the month of May.
I understand.
It's been since the month of May. It's about time to totally redeem myself.
June, July, August, September. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my goal, a year.
A year? Okay.
Yeah, I have 8 months to go.
Yeah, you do.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Remember, Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. The word to text this hour is GOLD, G-O-L-D, GOLD. That is the one to text. You have until 8 o'clock to get that in today and get in under the wire to win some cash, maybe some gold, or even be qualified for some green and gold tickets. Well, some notes on this day in history. The 17th of September, 1963, The Fugitive began its run on ABC. David Janssen is Dr. Richard Kimball. 1964, Bewitched, starring Elizabeth Montgomery, made its debut on ABC. 1972, MASH premiered on CBS. It stayed on the air for 11 years. Many forget that when MASH debuted, it was not a huge success. In fact, it was almost canceled its first year, but then they kind of moved it around and it became the iconic show that it is or was. 1978, ABC's expensive sci-fi show Battlestar Galactica made its debut. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Athena Edwards and Roman Harris from Richland Center Primary School. Greetings today to Lloyd Miller from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to Owen Richards and Kristen Nelson Peckish today from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Dale Kaufman from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Nancy McCauley from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy 8th birthday to Caden Bruckner from Grandma, Papa, Uncle Grant, Aunt Jamie, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. And happy birthday from Daddy, Mommy, Savannah, Coda, and Oreo to Caden today. To Roman Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. To the best sister and aunt, Tracy Anderson Higgins. Have a great day from your sister Tammy and niece Paige. Happy days going out today for some special folks in the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar. Happy birthday to Katie Campbell, also to Cody Dosh and Charlene Koski, and also Amber Emmett. Happy anniversary, Angie and Luke Tanner, and Andrew and Brittany Wirtz. From the RC Lions, happy birthday, Caden Bruckner, Harry Kepler, Jason Marshall, Alicia Pliner, and happy anniversary, Rochelle and Joshua Cornell, and Lane and Vicky Kronk. Happy anniversary, Isaac and Caitlin Davison from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Bruce and Sarah Novak of Highland, happy 20th. And this is from Cousin Charlene. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Dale Kaufman. Happy anniversary, Lane and Vicky Kronk, and Jim and Michelle Luxton. And a happy anniversary, Kyle and Heather Dickey, from Mom, Dad, Derek, Bree, to you from Evie, and from Autumn, Graham, and Dawn as well.
Does J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center do more than just gifts? You bet. We do full custom laser engraving on most metal items, custom engraving on knives, ID marking your tools, custom motorcycle parts, belt buckles, metal water bottles, wedding servers, dog tags, turn bracelets, or anything you can think of. Whether it's a gift or you need something for your business or something for yourself, J.J. Walsh Jewelers can help you design and permanently personalize your metal items. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, your diamond jeweler.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The fall savings continue this week at All American Do It Center. Save $10 on a carbon monoxide alarm, just $24.99. Save $5 on a household fire extinguisher, now $21.99. Save $20 on a portable propane heater, just $69.99. And buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one free. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Shop and save now through the 22nd at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
News, weather, and sports coming up in the next block as well from WRCO. This is Phil Nee wishing you well. Drive carefully today and have a great day in southwest Wisconsin. It's currently 54 degrees.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Continued rather warm with lots of sunshine today, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Good viewing for the harvestful supermoon with particular lunar eclipse. With a partial lunar eclipse and a low of 56. In Richland Center, after a low of 52, it's 54 degrees, and it is sunny here at the studios, but beware, there are areas of fog.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many are wondering about letters received from Richland County about a data security incident. County officials released a statement to WRCO last night. First and foremost, Richland County is committed to protecting the privacy and security of personal information and continues to take significant measures to protect that information. On or about October 4th, 2023, Richland County detected unauthorized access to its network as a result of a sophisticated cybersecurity incident, initially described as a network disruption. Upon learning of the issue, officials secured the network environment, alerted law enforcement, and commenced an immediate and thorough investigation. As part of the investigation, Richland County engaged leading third-party cybersecurity professionals experienced in handling these types of incidents. The investigation aimed to determine the extent of the activity and whether individual personal and protected health information, if any, may have been accessed or acquired by an unauthorized party. As such, Richland County engaged a third party to conduct a programmatic and manual review of the potentially impacted files with the goal of identifying individuals, their contact information, and the types of impacted personal and/or protected health information. Following this month's long review, Richland County thoroughly worked to validate the data and obtain addresses for all individuals who may have been affected by the incident. With guidance from third-party cybersecurity professionals, Richland County ensured that the investigation and data review was comprehensive and thorough to identify those affected by the incident and determine the scope of the impacted information. After an extensive forensic investigation and manual document review on August 1, 2024, it was discovered that certain impacted files containing personal information may have been accessed and/or acquired by an unauthorized individual between September 28, 2023 and October 26, 2023. Furthermore, Richland County ran all identified names through the National Change of Address database to ensure that the addresses identified were the most recent. Richland County then provided written notification of this incident via U.S. mail to those whose contact information was on file and whose information was determined to be impacted. There is no evidence that any personal information has been or will be misused for identity theft as a direct result of this incident. However, out of abundance of caution, notified individuals have been provided with best practices to protect their information, and individuals whose social security numbers were potentially impacted have been offered complimentary credit monitoring. Richland County understands the importance of safeguarding individual personal information. Richland County remains fully committed to maintaining the privacy of personal information in its possession. And upon learning of the event, Richland County took immediate action to protect the individual personal and protected health information it maintains and devoted considerable time and effort to determine what information was potentially impacted as a result of this incident. Richland County continually evaluates and modifies its practices to enhance the security and privacy of personal information and are taking measures to augment its existing cybersecurity. If you have any further questions regarding this incident, call the dedicated and confidential toll-free response line that has been set up to respond to questions at 833-215-3616. This response line is staffed with professionals familiar with this incident and knowledgeable on what you can do to protect against misuse of your information. The response line is available Monday through Friday from 8 to 8. The number again is 1-833-215-3616. Robert Kennedy Jr. will remain on the November ballot in Wisconsin. A Dane County judge on Monday denied a request from RFK Jr.'s campaign to remove his name from the ballot now that he has dropped out and endorsed Donald Trump. Judge Stephen Elke ruled that the Wisconsin Elections Commission correctly applied state law in denying that request earlier this month. Elke says Kennedy's claims that he will be harmed if he remains on the ballot don't hold up, since he properly got himself into the election in the first place and is attempting to remove himself from elections in battleground states instead of all states. A number of municipalities have already printed ballots and have sent them out for early and absentee voting. Kennedy's attorney said immediately after the hearing that he planned to appeal Elke's ruling. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed back to Wisconsin. The Harris campaign Monday announced that the vice president will hold a rally Friday evening in Madison. An exact time and location have not yet been released. This will be Harris's fourth trip to the state since she launched her bid for the White House in July. This will be her second stop this year in Madison. Harris was in Madison back in March and visited a home on Madison's far west side where she lived in as a child in the late 60s. On the other side of the political aisle, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be back in Wisconsin tomorrow with a stop in Eau Claire. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall. That includes higher enrollments at 8 system universities, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said the increase comes despite severe challenges caused by the disruptive rollout of a new free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, financial aid form, and a lack of funding for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise. Rothman said closure of several branch campuses also likely had an impact. Enrollment is up by 1,058 students, with official counts to be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Get ready for a particular lunar partial lunar eclipse and supermoon. The spectacle will be visible in clear skies across North America tonight. A partial lunar eclipse happens when the Earth passes between the Sun and Moon, casting a shadow that darkens a sliver of the Moon. Since the Moon will inch closer to Earth than usual, it's a supermoon. No special eye protection is needed to view a lunar eclipse. Viewers can watch with naked eye or opt for telescope or binoculars. A Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Open voting for its popular Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest yesterday morning. Since its inception in 2016, the contest has garnered more than 1 million votes for Wisconsinites, highlighting the manufacturing industry's $71 billion economic output, career opportunities, and innovative products. The Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest, sponsored by Johnson Financial Group, showcases the state's manufacturers and the high-tech, high-skill, and high-paid career opportunities they provide. This year, 130 products were nominated for the competition, representing every corner of the state and a wide array of industries, including military and space, food and beverage, machinery and transportation, and more. Manufacturers, employees, and consumers alike are welcome to participate in the voting. Votes can be cast once per day per device at madeinwis.com. After the popular vote round ends September 24th, the top 16 products will go on to compete in Manufacturing Madness, a bracket-style tournament ultimately culminating with one champion. The 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin will be crowned at WMC's Business Day in Madison event on October 17th. A check of the unnamed bar by Madison Police Department earlier this month resulted in dozens of citations for underage drinking. More than 150 patrons under age 21 were cited. MPD says that number was over 50% of the bar's lawful capacity. Several of the underage patrons have been previously cited and will be receiving additional citations, which can range from $376 to $1,006. A plane made an emergency landing at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. The American Airlines jet from Philadelphia encountered mechanical issues prior to its scheduled landing Sunday evening. The flight did land safely, and passengers were deplaned at the airport as normal. American Airlines said the aircraft will be inspected by a maintenance team. A state senator is banned from the Lac des Flambeaux Chippewa Tribe's Northern Wisconsin Reservation over comments she made at a meeting. At an August 23rd meeting on the ongoing dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux over continued road closures on tribal lands, State Senator Mary Falskowski said giving money to the tribe to end the dispute would be similar to giving in to terrorists. In the banishment notice, Tribal President John Johnson said Falskowski's comments are damaging negotiations and harmful to the tribe. Falskowski responded with her own message to the media, saying she doesn't regret making the comments, but does regret the language she used. She said Johnson should just contact her next time, and she had no plans to visit the reservation anyway.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, September 17th. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Cazenovia, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Cazenovia. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica and Jason Coe had a son, Jackson Ronald.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and